Kitty, Daisy and Lewis mit Whole Lot of Love auf Flux FM. So, und jetzt sind sie live bei uns im Studio, nämlich Kitty und Lewis, und you're making photos in the studio.
Yeah.
That's great. That's really great. I'm proud of you.
Nice.
So, I wanted to say congratulations, but I can say congratulations to your new album. But first of all, hi and welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you for having us.
I haven't taken drugs, so okay. I might seem right now like this, but it's gerade ein bisschen chaotisch hier. Aber wir sind hier jetzt ganz entspannt im Studio und freuen uns, dass die beiden hier sind. Daisy geht's gerade nicht ganz so gut, aber sie kommt heute Abend. So Daisy will be fine, hopefully. So this is better for your microphones. This will be on stage tonight at the Columbia Halle.
Yeah, she'll be fine hopefully by then.
Yeah?
Yeah, she'll be fine.
What do you have to do to make your sister happy, to feel fine?
Just drink lots of ginger tea and stuff like that. And massages. And
massages?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Things like that. Not from me, but... What? No, that's really weird.
We have met a couple of years ago. You probably don't remember. It's interesting.
I do remember. Lewis. I do remember.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. At first I didn't, but now I do, if I'm being honest. Yeah.
Ja, und wir sind natürlich froh, dass Sie immer wieder hier zu uns kommen. Und wir wollen etwas erfahren über Ihre ganz neue Platte. Das ist nämlich die vierte. Die heißt Super Scope. Und diese Band hört sich einfach fantastisch an. Und das heißt ja immer, ja, Retro und so weiter. Aber in einem ganz zauberhaften Gewand. In diesem Fall im Jahre 2017. Alles mit analogem Equipment aufgenommen. Das ist ja so Ihr Ding. Damals erzählten Sie auch, wenn Sie Instrumente kaufen, dann gehen Sie meistens auf den Flohmarkt. Do you still go to flea markets to buy instruments?
Not to buy instruments, but we go to flea markets and buy lots of old junk.
Yeah.
But we don't really plan it. I mean, sometimes when you're touring, like if it's like a Sunday or a Saturday, there's like old markets and stuff, which are cool. But we usually just get bits of like furniture and stuff like that if we do go, but not much anymore because we're so busy, you know.
Of course. Traveling the world.
Yeah.
And you got lucky finding an old Indian restaurant to put your studio in, no?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, in Camden Town, where we grew up. It was lucky that it was kind of up for sale, and then we ended up getting it and building a studio, yeah.
Yeah. Is it on the first floor or the second, or on the
ground? It's kind of like on a ground floor, but it goes down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like, so that's where you play the music, and there's like a grand piano, drum kit and stuff. And then behind that is the control room with all the equipment and the desk and stuff like that.
And who's sitting in the control room?
We all kind of move around, and like if I'm, you know, recording something in the live room, Lewis will be in the control room, or the other way around, you know. It depends who's doing what, you know.
Mm.
Okay, so it's always the three of you, not another one is coming in to say, well, that could be different, do something else.
Well, not on this record, it was mainly me and Kitty doing the work. On the last one, we had Mick Jones producing, so in that case there was.
Mm.
But this one was pretty much just us. Mm. In fact, all of it was, yeah.
Ja, ach toll. Also in diesem Fall sind Sie wirklich ganz allein für die Platte verantwortlich und haben immer so reihum, wechselig Bäumchen daran gearbeitet. Vor allen Dingen Kitty und Lewis haben in diesem Fall die Songs gemacht. Und wir wollen einfach mal reinhören jetzt in ein weiteres Stück der Platte. Love Me So. Tell us a little bit about Love Me So, which we are going to listen to in a few seconds.
That was a song that I wrote. I think I just came up with it because I had the chords first. Which are kind of like quite bluesy chords, and it's kind of slow and like romantic, and it's got a kind of, I guess it's kind of a waltz. And then just, yeah, put the lyrics to it. And we had this Fender Rhodes instrument as well, which kind of, I think, makes the song what it is. So I got that in and restored that just so we could like do this song, basically. And then we ended up using it on other things. But yeah, I think that's about it, you know.
Dann hören wir uns das jetzt mal an. Kitty, Daisy und Lewis mit Love Me So. Heute ist der Tag, an dem alles etwas anders ist. Love Me So von Kitty, Daisy und Lewis bei Flux FM. Und Kitty und Lewis sind immer noch im Studio und wollen uns erstmal erzählen, warum sie abgebrochene Mercedes-Sterne um den Hals tragen an einer Kette. Tell us about the, what do you say in English, Mercedes Stars? No.
Oh.
That would be interesting.
It's called like a like an emblem or something. What do you call it? Like the thing that goes
on the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing that you have around your neck.
Or talisman.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't really know how this came about. I think it's something that people do. I don't know if it's a punk thing or what, but
what is it called in your language?
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. It's
a word for it.
Yeah, like an emblem or something.
Okay,
like
let's grab that emblem on that Mercedes Benz tonight.
The emblem, yeah.
It's something like that. Yeah, basically, last time we were on tour, the girl that does our merch, like sells all the records and stuff, who's a good friend of ours, is like a punk, you know, and she lives in Berlin. And
of course she lives in Berlin. Yeah, she's a punk.
Yeah, but she's from Camden Town in London. And she like got me one as a present. So she like broke it off a car.
Yeah.
And then I lost it. And then on this tour, I was like, oh yeah, I need a new one, you know. So she got me one and then got Kitty one. So
hopefully these were cars that were already, you know, have been into a car cemetery.
Yeah, yeah,
no.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a new one.
No, not at all.
No, never. And everyone is asking about these emblems?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine the guy who's doing the cinema reviews, the film reviews here, he loves these cars and he would get really turn red in his face when he would see here.
Nice.
So cool. tell us a little bit more out of your life. Sie sind ja sonst immer mit den Eltern unterwegs. Das ist ja eine riesen Familiengemeinde hier. Mit denen sind sie auf Tour, auch ganz tolle Musiker. Die Mutter ist jetzt hat sich sozusagen erstmal in Rente begeben. Sie haben einen neuen Bassisten dabei. So you mixed everything just a little bit. Your mother isn't still with you on tour, but is she happy to have you back then when you come back from tour?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty sad. She did. You know, she did the London show with us at the start of the tour. So we've got a new bass player who's a good friend of ours. It's pretty sad, you know.
Yeah.
We've played, our mum's played bass with us for the last, you know, 15 years or whatever.
Yeah, wow.
As I say, we just finished the record and then we're just touring it. We've got a few dates left in Europe. Berlin tonight, which is going to be a great show at the Columbia Halle. Mm. Looking forward to that. And then go off to like Japan and Australia, New Zealand and stuff.
Yeah, wow. Also touring around the world for real.
Yeah, it's great fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So working on the album or your kind of music that you're doing, which is kind of unique because I don't know many artists who are doing this like you, having this retro sound, but in a very modern sounding way or in your really own Kitty, Daisy and Lewis style. Mm. Maybe tell us your secret in a few words so I can write.
I think the secret is just do music that's true to your heart. And if you're, you know, producing it and writing it and stuff, just do what you want to do and ignore everyone else who tries to make you do this or that. And then once you've got that record, then you can let the other people do what they want with it, you know. Yeah. But you have to just do the music yourself.
So what was different musically this time, maybe? Just a little bit? Or
I think because there was sort of less people in the studio, that kind of made it different. So there's not so many people with, like, loads of opinions going around. And if someone's not happy with something, you know, then we'll have to compromise and stuff. But it was, for the most part, it was just me and Lewis and then me, Daisy and Lewis for some of it as well. So it was good to have just us in the studio getting on with it, you know.
Yeah. What about other people not only giving great tips about music, but like about style and the marketing stuff? Do you have those people or do you everything do yourself? Like, we know what we have to do. We are Kitty, Daisy and Lewis. And sometimes people come up to you and say, well, you should do something more like this way or like that. Or,
well, there's certain things, you know, there's like, once you made the record, you have to give it to the label and all of that. And then they'll decide what they think is the best track for radio. And they'll sit down with the radio pluggers and the TV pluggers and stuff. And that stuff you have to let them get on with. 'Cause it's not really a creative decision, and if they think one thing and you think another, then you can't really get anywhere. Yeah. So let them do all that, and then obviously now, like, social media is a massive thing, so we like do all that, you know. So the business kind of side of things you have to stay out of, but just watch over what they're doing, because a lot of people don't know what they're doing either, so they have to be told, you know.
But social media stuff, you did a great Insta story right now with me, which is really will be a very big success.
Well, that was your idea.
Please don't tell anyone.
Kitty! Sorry, Daisy.
It's all right. It's all right. Sister, I can handle it. So we want to know more about the next song we're listening to. It's called Team Strong. Is this you, the strong team? Three of you or?
No, well, I actually wrote it about a group of friends, based on a group of friends of mine back home. But I guess it's about just if you've got a group of people around you that kind of have your back. And I think I wrote it when I was going through like a bit of a tough time or whatever. My friends were there for me and kind of, I remember once I got back from tour or playing a gig or something and I was a bit, you know, upset about certain thing, and they kind of came round and bought a bottle of whiskey and some, like, you know, food and stuff, and we sat round and had a laugh. And so it's kind of about just getting together with your mates and then kind of getting ready and going out on the town and that kind of thing. And
it's good to have that kind of team.
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's good. Nice to have that, you know.
Ja, also den Song, den wir uns gleich anhören, dreht sich um eine Truppe von Freunden, die Kitty zu Hause hat, als es ihr auch mal nicht so gut ging. Es ist einfach toll, wenn man nette Menschen um sich herum hat, die das natürlich auch erkennen und dann sich alle zusammenraufen und obwohl man traurig ist, der liebsten Person eine gute Zeit geben. Und diese Menschen sind ihr natürlich wichtig und die hat sie ja in ihrem Song hier gefeiert sozusagen. Und das hören wir uns gleich an. Heute Abend sind sie live in der Columbia-Halle. Kitty, Daisy and Lewis, looking forward to it. Und ihr könnt euch auf die Gästeliste setzen lassen. Und zwar jetzt. Ron, geht ran und packt euch drauf. 030-2000-9000. Jetzt anrufen für ein tolles Konzert heute Abend in der Columbia-Halle. Eine fantastische Band, das Geschwister-Trio Kitty, Daisy and Lewis. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much for having us.
Of course, we see us tonight on stage.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll be playing at the Columbia Hall tonight.
Yeah, good to know. Genau, Columbia Halle. Und wenn ihr irgendwen heute durch Berlin gehen seht mit einer Kette und einem abgebrochenen Mercedes-Stern herum, dann wisst ihr, das sind Kitty und Lewis. Hier ist Team Strong. See you next time. Bye.
Thanks.